This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to go where no other broadcast media show is allowed to go. But we don't ask permission where none is required. And one of those subjects that is verboten for my German friends, prohibited for those in the District of Columbia, is the vaccine issue. And I've said for many years here that the things you are not allowed to discuss will lead to an understanding of who's really controlling things behind the scenes, in media, in government, in politics, and even global corporations. And one of the things we learned in the year 2019 in January, when the World Health Organization came up with its pronouncement that of the top 10 leading things that are threatening public health around the world, on the list was something called vaccine hesitancy. Now, I'm not hesitant at all about vaccines. They don't get anywhere near me or my children. So we're clear on that. But suddenly this new thing came about. I'm like, what is this all about? And then suddenly we saw government agencies, political entities, corporations, social media itself coming out and saying, hey, the people who are not just taking the shots as we say they're supposed to, they're threatening all of us. And now we see a mass movement, a concerted effort to overrun religious freedom, philosophical ideas, and even medical freedom for doctors to work with patients and decide, hey, is this okay for your child? Is it not? And so these controversies are only growing as the calls for censorship on the discussion of them is growing as well. Well, one of my friends is Larry Cook, and he's been at this for a number of years. We're going to get his backstory today. He was on the show just a couple of weeks ago, and I could turn the show over to him and wouldn't even be concerned at all because of the things he knows and says, and we appreciate him here. We're going to talk about this vaccine hesitancy and more this hour, including his website, which is linked up at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you to stopmandatoryvaccination.com. Larry Cook, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, thank you for having me. I really appreciate being on here again.
Did I miss anything on setting the stage? I mean, it didn't just start in January, but boy, did they ramp it up with the WHO pronouncement.
Yes, they did. They sure did. It started there. Actually, there's some backstory to this. So it might help with some backstory.
Yes.
So probably 9 months ago, and, it could be 10, could be 8, could be a year. I don't know. I can't totally keep track of these things. But for quite a few years, I was running Facebook advertising. In other words, paying to reach audience, paid boosts, where I would share a story about a parent's child who died after vaccination. And then I'd run this paid boost, and it would target parents. Sometimes I would drill down the targeting to women ages 20 to 50. So very highly targeted, but in the parenting category on Facebook. And I was running these paid boosts, and they were targeting parents in Australia, Canada, United States, and England, United Kingdom. And this was going on for quite a while. In fact, over the course of 4 years, I gave Facebook over $35,000 to run a variety of paid boosts.
Wow.
Some of these, Yep, I gave them a good chunk of change.
That's listen, you would talk about a commitment to a cause, and now they won't even let you raise money for these things. These so-called fundraising websites have kind of taken on the banning concept and saying, hey, if you're promoting an agenda that questions vaccines, you're not even allowed to raise money through us.
That is correct. That's part of this story, actually. So 10 months or so ago, sometime around that time frame, I was running a paid boost on social media on Facebook, and actually I was running quite a few, of vaccines killing children, different stories. And I was targeting parents in the United Kingdom and also in these other countries. And someone complained. They saw this paid post come through their Facebook feed, and they complained to an agency in the United Kingdom that has apparently some authority over advertisers in the United Kingdom. Well, they got a hold of me, and they said, you can't talk about vaccines killing children. Like, that's not allowed in advertising. I'm like, really? Huh. And they gave me an opportunity to respond to them, but simultaneously, I also reached out to Facebook, and I said, hey, Facebook, can they do anything to my advertising in the United Kingdom? Facebook is like, nope, they have no power over us or your advertising. I'm like, okay, cool. So they actually decided that I was in the wrong, quote unquote, and that I can no longer run any paid advertising, any paid boosts on Facebook in their country that says anything about killing children. And I said back to them, well, actually, Facebook thinks otherwise, that I don't have to follow what you say. Therefore, I'm not going to follow what you say. Well, they went public with this, and apparently they do that with everyone that they disagree with. And The Guardian picked up the story. And so when The Guardian picked up the story, it went international. And not only did they discuss the fact that I was talking about vaccines killing children, they also brought in the fact that I was using GoFundMe to raise money to pay for these paid boosts, which is completely true. I was using GoFundMe multiple times on multiple fundraisers to raise money to get the word out that vaccines are killing our children.
And, of course, the money rolled in from Merck and GSK and Pfizer to support your efforts.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
No, I point this out because, you know, this is basically self-funding. People, who would support that? Obviously, people that are very passionate and knowledgeable about this issue, because it's not popular. It's not being promoted in any way in an organic fashion through mainstream news. You know, when these tragedies occur and someone, a child or an adult, dies after a vaccine, it's kind of relegated to an anomaly, or maybe it really isn't linked up. And here you are talking about this and paying to be able to get the word out, and then suddenly they say, ah, no, we can't let that happen.
Exactly. Well, that's so that was the Guardian story. That's what kind of got the entire ball rolling of this censorship issue. That was like the genesis of how this occurred. And, I mean, not to take complete credit for it, but the Guardian story was the very first story that really targeted any of us in this manner. And everyone flipped their lids that Facebook was allowing us to target parents. And it came out again several months later, right after the Washington State measles outbreak. Then I was in The Guardian all the time, and then all the major news outlets picked it up. And pretty soon what we found, or what happened, was Facebook deleted my ability to run paid advertising. GoFundMe shut down any and all anti-vax GoFundMes. Anyone that's raising any money whatsoever that has to do with vaccine, questioning vaccines. YouTube demonetized my channel. And then we know that Vimeo recently has booted us off their platform. Pinterest has booted us off their platform, and, you know, multiple other platforms. Plus, Facebook has now crushed my page.
Your reach.
In terms of being able to reach people. And there was a time when I was reaching anywhere from 2 million people per month all the way up to 7 million people per month. So this is what really got all of them upset. And although there are other activists in this movement, this is true, I was doing things in a certain way with a very specific system, you might say, of grabbing attention from parents and driving them into my Facebook group where they could get their questions answered. They go anti-vaccine, they stop vaccinating. Once they learn the truth, they become activists. And that had to be shut down as quickly as possible once everyone figured out what I was up to. And then, of course, it just rolled into everyone else as well, all the other activists. Well, so it's Larry, been quite a big deal.
Yeah, and Larry, it wasn't like you were advocating violence against children. In fact, quite the opposite. You were pointing out of a great danger to children and that you want to protect children and you want to alert parents to something that they might consider being concerned about, genuinely hesitant about, which is where it ended up manifesting. I think strategically, Larry, they're looking at this and going, How do we stop this, right? Here's a guy that just started doing this and gaming our system and got the word out. We don't want this word to get out. So, again, suppressing, censoring, etc. But at some point, the WHO got engaged, and that became a catalyst or clarion call for those in the vaccine religion to take more overt steps at attacking, diminishing, yeah, discrediting, and denigrating those of us who have had personal experiences with vaccine injury or have done enough research to say there's no basis for strengthening immunity by injecting intoxicating poisons, including animal RNA and DNA, aborted fetal cell lines, etc.
You're absolutely right. I want to point out that I monitored all of my ads that I created, and I created a lot of them. My average post about any of this vaccine information would get 8 clicks per dollar. So for every dollar I spent, I would reach 8 people. When I say reach, 8 parents would actually click over and read the story. Now, I reached way more than that. You know, more people saw it come across their feed. But in terms of people clicking over to read the story, I'd get anywhere from 8 clicks all the way up to 40 clicks per dollar spent. I mean, I got to tell you, Facebook was the great evener. There's another word, a leveler.
Yes.
The great leveler, because mainstream media dominates the planet in terms of the messaging and what everyone believes. And we finally had a system in place, social media, where we could get our truth out. And as soon as they figured out that, hey, we're actually doing a really good job of that, the only way they could shut us down was through censorship.
Right.
By literally shutting down our ability to communicate. They couldn't do it by, for example, well, hey, let's say how great vaccines are. Nope, that didn't
counteract with your viewpoint and let's say engage intellectually and convince people that your position is better than ours, right? No, they couldn't do that. And the last vestige of scoundrels when they can't win on a debate stage or any intellectual engagement is shout it down, scream and cry and yell, or censor altogether. And we'll talk more about that with Larry Cook, my guest this hour from StopMandatoryVaccination.com. Whatever you believe, all I would ask is that you keep an open mind to engage with your critical thinking skills intact. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Archives available all over planet Earth on so many outlets, it's hard to keep up with it. But we are syndicated on Sundays at GCN, GCNlive.com, up to the satellite and down to our syndicated radio stations around the world. And, of course, at robertscottbell.com, you can link through all the different ways you can hear it in archive form so you can share this discussion. If you find it as fascinating as I do with our guest this hour, Larry Cook, from StopMandatoryVaccination.com, linked up at RobertScottBell.com. So how did you gain the expertise, Larry, to game the Facebook system, the media, to understand how to reach people and trigger emotionally and intellectually an interest to go further?
So my background in the way I like to say it is this. I started back in 1990 when I read a book, Diet for a New America by John Robbins. I went vegetarian and vegan the very next day, and I stayed vegan for 10 years. And that got me on this path of natural health. From there, I launched and published and sold a couple magazines devoted to natural living. One of them is still going strong in Montana 18 years later. I also wrote a book on natural health, natural living, called The Beginner's Guide to Natural Living. Co-wrote a book on ADD, ADHD. And while I was co-writing that book in 2006, I came across some information that mercury in vaccines cause autism. I also have a video film background, and I have a YouTube channel, and I worked in the video film industry for 20 years. So I've been around a lot of people doing a lot of things, and I have a lot of skill sets in the video film world. I started doing YouTube videos on these doctors who talked about vaccines causing autism. I also interviewed parents who had children who wound up with autism after being vaccinated. And then at some point in time, I actually wound up going from being a sound guy in Hollywood to being the executive director at the California Naturopathic Doctors Association, where I learned a whole lot more about different things like setting up systems. It took me 2.5 years to get their organization switched around, and I took them from a $300,000 a year nonprofit to a $500,000 a year nonprofit for several years. And then after I got into the Stop Mandatory Vaccination Project, I was fired from them about a year later because of what I do now. That's a very super short story. The background of everything that I have learned, including entrepreneurship and reading entrepreneur books and everything, and building websites, all self-taught, making videos, it all just kind of coalesced when SB 277 was launched as a bill, which is the vaccine mandate bill, which is now a law here in California. And I thought the best way to try to help defeat this bill was to interview parents who have vaccine-injured and vaccine-free children talking about why they oppose vaccine mandates. So that was how I started Stop Mandatory Vaccination. Now, many people were launching websites devoted to SB 277, and that was great. That's what they needed to do. But for some reason, I just thought, you know what? This is not the end of this. If someone can launch a mandate like this as a bill, I think other states will do it too. And in fact, other states had at that moment in time. So I wanted to create something a little bit bigger, and that was Stop Mandatory Vaccination. I figured out that one of the arguments was a public health argument. So I created a tab about public health. I hired a writer. I told her what I needed to have written. I gave her the books to read, and she wrote that. She wrote another tab on vaccine dangers. We have another tab on being vaccine free. And everything just kind of grew and grew and grew. And I also, you might say, found my voice. I'm very appalled at this cover-up that's going on when a child dies 36 hours after being vaccinated and the medical examiner refuses to do any tests whatsoever on whether or not vaccines could have been a cause. I call that a conspiracy. I don't know what else to call it. If it happens every single time a child dies that the medical examiner will not do a proper autopsy to check for vaccines as a cause of death 12 hours after the child dies, 24 hours, 48 hours, then that's a conspiracy. It's a medical mafia conspiracy. So I've been very vocal in social media. I figured out that I wanted to create a system, so I did. I created the system of driving parents into my Facebook group because parents have questions. And once they get those questions answered, they go anti-vaccine or never vaccinate again. They become an activist. They go talk to their legislators, and I just keep putting out stories, doing videos, and keep getting the awareness out. And, of course, now I'm censored. It makes it much more difficult, but I'm working on workarounds.
Well, it shows you how accurate and successful you are in gaining the attention of those, I believe, that needed to hear it, and, of course, those that we'd rather not have here because now they've taken the censorship stance, but it means we are succeeding in messaging. We're going to talk to Larry Cook when we come back about the reasons why parents are not vaccinating or vaccinating a little less frequently. We'll find out more after this right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Muslim worshippers and Israeli police clashed at a major Jerusalem holy site during prayers marking the Islamic holiday of El Ahida. Palestinian medics said at least 14 people were wounded, one seriously, in the skirmishes with police at the site, which Muslims refer to as the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and Jews refer to it as the Temple Mount. Police said at least four officers were also wounded. Witnesses said two people were arrested. The clashes came amid heightened tensions between Israel and the Palestinians just days after an Israeli soldier was killed south of Jerusalem. Yesterday, Israeli troops killed four Palestinian militants who attempted to cross the Gaza border fence. Thanks for listening on your Sunday. Don't forget, you can take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Upcoming events are also listed in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. I will be in Southern California Labor Day weekend. That's the last day of August, first 2 days of September, for the Cancer Control Society's 47th annual convention, and that'll be in Glendale, California. If you're not sure where, then just come on over to robertscottbell.com. We'll get you that. Other updates, another trip to Southern California, the Truth About Cancer live event. That's early October 2019, and back to Chicago, Tinley Park specifically, for the Trinity Health Freedom Expo final weekend of October this year. If there are more events, we will add them. In the meantime, we're having a great discussion. The undiscussable with Larry Cook from StopMandatoryVaccination.com. And the question, why are parents becoming more and more vaccine hesitant, as the World Health Organization calls it, or maybe they're stopping altogether like I have done before I even had kids when I was vaccinated as a child and learned the hard way how brutal the smallpox vaccine could be back when they used to give it, and I got it. And I learned from a homeopathic doctor about the danger and the damage that I had received and how to undo it and hopefully prevent it from happening to anybody else. So I'm motivated by for a lot of reasons, and I've raised two vaccine-free children. My son is 19. My daughter is 14. No chronic diseases. They are way healthier than I was being pharmaceutically grown, and the same for my wife, who was also pharmaceutically grown. So, Larry, we've got to explore, because the bad guys, as I call them, the pro-vaccine cultists, when they say they're trying to figure out why people don't want to vaccinate, do they really care, or are they willing to just dispose of why it's really happening and run roughshod over it by forcing us to accept it?
Oh, there's definitely an agenda. It has nothing to do with vaccine safety, because vaccines aren't safe, or vaccine efficacy, because vaccines are not efficacious. They have an agenda. And if you dig deep enough, we know that they actually know that vaccines are causing harm or causing autism and everything. This is what the documentary Vaxxed is all about. So they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They just lie to create an agenda. I want to talk about something that you brought up, because I didn't hear you mention this previously and I didn't know about this, but I also was vaccine injured, and I didn't know this until just recently, because my mom died about 8 years ago. And I never got a chance to ask her specifically, but I grew up learning or being told that I stopped talking at 18 months and didn't start talking again until 3 years of age. Well, now I've put the pieces together. I've actually asked my audience, hey, have you ever vaccinated your kid at 18 months and they stopped talking until the age of 3? Lots of people said yes. I also have restless leg syndrome. Lots of people said that also started after their child was vaccinated. I never put any of that together until I got into this, and I was already into this movement about a year and a half in, so a few years ago. So I, too, was vaccine injured, and now I guess it's coming full circle. So to answer the question, why do parents stop vaccinating, I would suggest that probably 20 years or so ago, the majority of them stopped after their child was injured. Now, some of them probably talked with friends, and some of those friends probably recognized this. Maybe they went out and bought a book or two and read the book, maybe A Shot in the Dark by Barbara Lowe Fisher, or is that who it was?
Harris Coulter and Barbara Lowe Fisher, yeah, amazing man. In fact, interesting story. I was at the rededication to the Hahnemann Memorial at Scott Circle in Washington, D.C., 100 years from when it was inaugurated in the year 1900 to the year 2000. In fact, William McKinley, President McKinley's band was there. It was such a big event. And at the time, Bill Clinton was still president, and he did not send, well, maybe he sent his band. I don't remember at this point. But Harris Coulter was there in a wheelchair, and he wrote also Divided Legacy, the series of books about the real medical history of America, which included the attacks on eclectic medicine, herbal medicine, homeopathic medicine by the emerging field of petrochemical patent medicine.
Interesting. Well, back then, 20, 25, 30 years ago, I would suggest that probably a lot of parents who stopped vaccinating either witnessed something, and or they had a friend who saw something happen to a child, and they went and did some research by reading some books. Back then also, based on everything I've seen so far in my Facebook group and the people I interact with, 25, 30 years ago, doctors were more likely to suggest, yes, that could be a vaccine injury. I also learned that in 1979, there's this thing called an ICD code. The ICD code is what medical professionals use to check off what a medical condition might be, for usually insurance purposes. And there's something called ICD-9, and now they're at ICD-10. Back in ICD-9, prior to 1979, there was a code for vaccine death for infants, for children. That was removed from the ICD code. In fact, there's apparently, I haven't looked this up specifically myself, but around 130 ICD 10 or 9 codes for child death. It does not include vaccines. So back to the original question of why do parents not vaccinate? I think back then, 20, 25, 30 years ago, parents did some research by talking with other parents, maybe went and read a book, but it wasn't widespread. Now, In the day of the internet, at least for the last 10 years. If a parent has a question about it, they can just Google it, perhaps, although we know Google is now censoring, but they can Google it, or they can start looking up websites, and they can find the information, and they can start reading about vaccine safety or lack of, and vaccine efficacy or lack of, and find out actually why natural immunity is superior to vaccination. So in today's climate, the reason why we're getting shut down is not only because we have been able to get the stories out that parents have witnessed horrific things happen to their children and then get dismissed by their pediatricians, but now we actually understand the science of vaccination and natural immunity. It's very quick, very simple. When a child gets an infection naturally, they have what's called a cell-mediated Th1 immune response and a humoral Th2 immune response. And when those two things happen at the same time or similar time, they happen fully. They expel the toxins from the blood, the viruses, the bacteria, whatever it is. And then the humoral system will tag the antigens with antibodies so that if they're ever exposed again, they have lifelong or near lifelong immunity. Fancy that. The body knows what to do. Vaccination doesn't work like that. Vaccination bypasses the cell-mediated Th1 immune system. That's the important one. That accounts for like 80% of our immune response. Goes straight over to the humoral system and forces the body to produce antibodies to the injected antigens, and it does this because they have to inject something called adjuvants that overstimulate and aggressively overstimulate the humoral immune system. That overstimulation and aggressive stimulation is what's causing the catastrophic amount of chronic illnesses and injuries and damage and death that we see in children who get vaccinated. And if we look at parents who have vaccinated and vaccine-free children, and I have tens of thousands of them in my Facebook group, they say the same thing. It's this. Their vaccine-free child will reach milestones sooner. They get sick less often. They get over illness faster. They're more emotionally calm. They're healthier. And they don't suffer from the chronic illnesses like ear infections, asthma, seizures, and all the other chronic illnesses that we see in a lot of the vaccinated population and their vaccinated siblings. It's also the one thing that the CDC will never do, a vax versus unvax health outcome study, a long-range health outcome study. They won't do it because if they did, and if they published the true findings of that study, everyone would stop vaccinating. And the reason why the vaccinated population is sicker than the vaccine-free population is because that overstimulation of the immune system keeps going. It doesn't stop. It just keeps going. It's like this constant agitation that constantly aggravates the immune system. So what happens is the immune capacity has dropped. It destroys immune capacity. So when the child gets a regular infection, the child has a more difficult time to mount a defense, to mount an immune response to that infection. So they take longer to get over that illness. Now, if you add in a parent who gives the child Tylenol, for example, or the fever reducer, that just screws everything up even more. This whole thing of giving artificial fever reducers is terrible because the fever is there to kill the pathogens. The whole body has to heat up to do its work. So as soon as we start artificially lowering the fever, we are suppressing the body's ability to do what it needs to do, which is to destroy that pathogen. This is like convoluted Western medicine BS that every parent really needs to understand. Never, ever give your child fever reducers. Go do some research and figure out how else to handle a fever. Basically, you just put a damp cloth over the forehead or something, and even a fever of 105, even 106 oftentimes is okay. If after a vaccination the fever spikes quickly, get the kid to the ER. But in normal everyday life, when a child gets a fever and it starts going up slowly, not quickly, slowly, that body is mounting its proper defense. And by the way, Dr. Callen, in his book, mentions that they used to use fever as a way to destroy cancer. They'd actually inject a substance into the body that would force a very high fever, and then that would kill the cancer. That would stop the cancer. That ended in like 1962, I think. and when the FDA banned that use, so to make way for chemotherapy and everything. There's just so much that people are not aware of unless they actually dig into this information and really do some serious research. And, well, and on my website,
and Larry, yes,
real quickly,
on your website, it's so comprehensive that it goes into all of these things and more. And to, you know, take it to that level of telling stories, we are not talking to grandma, great grandma, and grandpa when they knew these things. This was common knowledge, Larry. Now it's like lost because modern medicine has taken over the raising of our children and our families.
It's still very true. I revamped the home page of my website, Stop Mandatory Vaccination, to give a sequential order of natural immunity versus vaccination and a whole lot of other components to this entire process of why we want a fever and how to talk with a pediatrician and a whole bunch of other things. So, and I also give book resources and DVD resources. It's kind of a sequential order. So if someone really has some questions about this and is like, huh, maybe I should look into this further, just simply reading my homepage gives everyone a really solid understanding.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back one more segment to wrap up this week's launch of the Robert Scott Bell Show as we start each and every week at this point in time. Larry Cook, my guest, doing amazing work. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Now, folks, we're not trying to tell you what to do. I've never been one that does that. I'm not interested in that. We like to bring you information here that gives you some food for thought. And there's a lot of food for thought this hour with what Larry Cook's bringing. Talking about what I call tribal knowledge that is lost when our parents and grandparents knew about the benefit of fever. Now, whatever the level of fever you're frightened with and you want to intervene, that's up to you. But as a homeopath, I've used belladonna for children, phosphorus for adults, without fail, bringing a dangerous fever, if you can call it that, down, yet not squashing the healing like allopathic toxic drugs that damage and weaken the liver's detox capacity, which facilitates a worsening or a compounding of the original problem of injecting toxic poisons, bypassing the alimentary canal, the digestive tract, the microbiome, etc. There is so much more I want to tell you, and I know there's so much more that Larry can tell you, but we're limited on time, so we're wrapping up here. A little call to action. What people, in your experience, Larry, they need to do to go further?
I think everyone, every parent, and anyone that's interested in this topic really needs to be reading books. I literally own over 24 books on this topic. I often buy books as soon as they come out. There's one that I really like a lot, Dr. Moskowitz's book, Richard Moskowitz, called Vaccines, a Reappraisal. He's been a doctor for over 50 years, treated children, and he really gives a great explanation as to why natural immunity is superior to vaccination. The other book that I really like a lot, Dr. Eli Camp and Dr. Judith Thompson, they're naturopathic doctors. They have an unvaccinated treatment guide, unvaccinated child treatment guide, and it's naturopathic remedies to treat a child no matter what the illness might be, including all of those that many people vaccinate for. So the other thing I want to mention is that I think we need to look at whether or not vaccines are actually effective, efficacious, meaning do they do what they claim to do? And my answer is, I don't think so. All they do is suppress symptoms just like drugs do. That's why we have outbreaks. When all you do is overstimulate the humoral immune system with a toxic adjuvant, and you create antibodies, antibodies is not immunity. This is why there are outbreaks. Now, the pro-vaccine community blames this on the unvaccinated. It's not the unvaccinated that's creating the problem here. It's an improper way of going about trying to suppress disease. Vaccination, all it does is cause these antibodies. That's not immunity. That's why you need booster shots. That's why there's outbreaks. Even the mumps outbreak on this Navy ship, they're 100% vaccinated, and they have a rolling mumps outbreak because the vaccine doesn't really confer immunity. So what people need to do is learn about natural immunity and what it really does. Did vaccines save us? No, they never saved us. The smallpox vaccine, when it was mandated in certain communities, they actually had a higher death rate from smallpox than the communities that actually rejected that modality. What was working was homeopathy. Homeopathy was extremely effective back in the late 1800s, early 1900s to control disease. And then it was destroyed in around 1917 with something called the Flexner Report, where they talked Congress into getting rid of the homeopathic schools to make way for the allopathic schools and vaccination. So homeopathy was the original vaccine, quote unquote, that was non-toxic and safe and actually highly effective, replaced with vaccination. So people need to do their research. They need to actually dig into this information. And the best way to do that is to buy books and read them. And I have those on my website. And I even have a full Amazon store listing books that I recommend everyone read.
Nice. And get them before they're banned. I mean, at this point, it's crazy. The burning of books.
Yes.
And, you know, it isn't the Christian church at this point, like in years past, or any religion officially that's calling for book burning. It's the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, vaccination, denomination. We stand for health, freedom, and healing liberty here, and I'm proud to call Larry a friend and all of his great work in educating and taking on the sacred cow within this church of pharmaceutical mysticism. The one thing you can't criticize is the one thing you know is connected to those who are owning or are pretending to own and control us, or would like to have full ownership and control over all of us and our children. Don't let it happen, folks. It's happened in previous generations. And is there a way out of this mess? Well, you get educated. At least that's a start. Keep reading up on what Larry's putting out there at StopMandatoryVaccination.com and keep coming back to Robert Scott Bell Show, and we'll bring this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty to you as often as you can handle it and stand it. Larry, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Y'all, it's the God's honest truth. Remember and share it with your friends. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.